Good morning. So the Gemara Maseches Chulin Daf Hei tells us about a fascinating idea that we find regarding the relationship HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with his tzaddikim. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevi takala el HaTzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents the tzaddik from committing a violation of some iser, even if the tzaddik wouldn't be doing it intentionally. Even though it would only be being done inadvertently, and the tzaddik is completely unaware of any transgression, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes and intercepts and prevents the tzaddik from committing the act. That's what the Gemara says, and we learn this from a Kal Vachomer, from the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. The donkey of Pinchas ben Yair was saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from eating a peiris, from eating something that was tevel, that its owner hadn't been mafresh trumas a maisris from. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu intercepted this act and prevented even the donkey from committing the act, which was forbidden, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takala even lebehemtan shel tzaddikim. And says the Gemara, certainly when it comes to the tzaddik himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what it takes to prevent the tzaddik from committing the act. The question is, asks Taisvis, asks the Ramban, ask all of the Rishonim, there are many Gemaras that seem to contradict this idea. Many Gemaras seem to indicate that a tzaddik can commit an iser b'shoigig if it's inadvertent, and you don't find a Kadosh Baruch Hu intercepting this violation and preventing the tzaddik from committing the act, such as the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos that one of the Tanoim inadvertently violated the iser of Havara on Shabbos. He ignited a flame, he lit a fire, committing the act of Meleches Havara on Shabbos in order to help illuminate a sefer that he was reading. And you find that he committed the act in spite of the fact that he was a tzaddik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't intercede and he didn't get involved to prevent him from committing the act. This seems to contradict our Yosid. In addition, you find the Gemara in Maseches Makis Daf Hei. The Gemara in Maseches Makis tells us about the concept of Edim Zoymimin. If Edim turn out to be false witnesses, there is a certain punishment that they have to suffer. But this idea doesn't occur if only one of the two witnesses turned out to be false witnesses. Turned out to be a false witness. This Einish, this punishment that we give to Edim Zaymimim only applies if both Edim, if both witnesses turned out to be false witnesses. But the Gemara says that one of the great Amiroim made a mistake and in fact punished an Ed Zaymim in spite of the fact that it was incorrect and he was violating a prohibition. And you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't prevent him from committing the act. And the question is, what happened to our concept that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Hei tells us about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takol al tzaddikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved and prevents the tzaddik from committing a transgression, even though it wouldn't be done willfully, it would only be done inadvertently. Taisvis establishes a yesoid to answer this question, and says, Taisvis, the din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takol al tzaddikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents the tzaddik from committing an act, only pertains to an iser achila, a prohibition that pertains to someone eating a dvar iser. However, when it comes to regular isurim that a person can violate, not necessarily does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get involved to prevent the tzaddik from committing the act. So that's the distinction drawn by Taisvis, that it only pertains to isur yachila. Now, why should that be so? Why should there be a difference between the types of isur? The Ritziv explains, because when it comes to an isur achila, it's much more stringent in some respects because of timtum halev. When you eat something that's usur, it has a very damaging and detrimental effect on your neshama. It does something very drastic to your neshama. As such, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that to happen, even if it's being done inadvertently. Because even when done b'shoigeg, it has an effect. It has a tremendous impact, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prevent this from taking place. This is the opinion of Taisus. Now, Taisus then asks on this opinion from a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that one of the Amoraim inadvertently ate before making Havdalah on Shabbos. Before making Havdalah after Shabbos expired, he ate before Havdalah, which was an Isser Achila. And nevertheless, he committed the act, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't prevent him from doing the Isser. So you see that even when it comes to an Isser Achila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the Tzaddik to violate the Isser if it's being done inadvertently. That's one question of Taisus. Taisus is another question from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof, where the Gemara tells us that during one particular year, people made a mistake. They didn't realize that Bezdin was Ma'aber and extended the previous month by an extra day, and they therefore had observed the wrong day as Yom Kippur, and they therefore turned out to have eaten on Yom Kippur. And nevertheless, the tzaddikim violated the Isser b'shoyeg, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't prevent them, even though this was as well an Isser Achila. Even though this was an Isser Achila. So you see in certain places that even when it comes to an Isser Achila, tzaddikim do in fact go ahead and violate the Isurim b'shoyeg, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always prevent them from committing the act. So Taisus explains with the following distinction. There's a difference between two types of Isser Achila. One type of Isser Achila is inherently Usser, such as eating treifa food. That is something that, in fact, causes Timtum Alev, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prevent the Tzaddik from committing the Isser, even if it's done b'shegeg, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Tzaddik having Timtum Alev. However, when it comes to the Isser, let's say, of eating on Yom Kippur, or the Isser of eating before Havdalah, it's not a food that's inherently Usser. It's just that at certain times it's Usser to eat. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat before making Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. It's not something that's inherently Usser, and there's no Timtum Alev when it comes to such an Isser. Therefore, this idea doesn't apply when it comes to an Isser Achila that's Toli Bizman, that depends on the time, because since it's not inherently Usser, it doesn't cause Timtum Alev. That is the opinion of Taisus. So the opinion of Taisus is that the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not being maybe takal al tzaddikim only applies when it comes to an Isser Achila, and only a specific type of Isser Achila, and that is the Isser Achila that is a Isser to eat something that's inherently Usser, such as treifa food, rather than something that happens to be Usser, but only because it's Yom Kippur or it's Motzei Shabbos before reciting Havdalah. The Ramban has a different teretz. It says the Ramban, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takal tzadikim only applies when it comes to the tzaddik being machshil someone else in an Isser. Really, says the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes does allow a tzaddik to commit an Isser b'shaygig, but that's only when it's him committing it himself. When the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved and prevents the tzaddik from committing an Isser even b'shaygig, that means when it's the Isser of being machshel others in an Isser, such as the case of the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair. The donkey wasn't violating any Isser himself. The donkey is not mitzvah and mitzvahs. There's no einish that is going to be incurred by a donkey. Rather, the problem was that when the donkey ate meiser, ate tevel, food that didn't have meiser separated from it, he was being machshel the owner, Pinchas Ben Yair, because he wasn't mafresh mice before giving his animal to eat. Therefore, says the Ramban, this idea only applies if the tzaddik is about to be machshel others. So b'shoygeg, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved and prevents the tzaddik from being machshel others if it's being done inadvertently. But when it comes to the tzaddik violating the Isser himself, even though he's doing it b'shoygeg, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not necessarily will prevent this from happening. That's the opinion of the Ramban. And then the Ramban brings another approach. And this approach has to do with the context of the Ma'is Isser. Says the Ramban, perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu does prevent a tzaddik from committing an Isser, even when it's only him himself that's going to be transgressing and not being machshel other people. Even when the tzaddik himself is about to do an Isser, perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu does get involved and prevent it from happening. However, says the Ramban, perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gets involved to prevent the tzaddik from committing the iser if the tzaddik wasn't poisheya, the tzaddik wasn't negligent, he didn't cause the situation to arise, he didn't do anything wrong in the scenario, in that case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prevent the tzaddik from violating the iser. However, if the tzaddik was somewhat poisheya, he was somewhat negligent, he somewhat was irresponsible, in that case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him commit the iser, even if the actual transgression is being done inadvertently and not willfully. That is the second opinion brought down in the Ramban. So we now have three approaches. We have the approach of Tosfos, that the difference is whether it's an Isser Achila or whether it's Stam an Isser. We have the second approach, that is the approach of the Ramban, that it depends on whether the person himself is being over on the Isser or he's being Machshel other people in the Isser. And the third opinion brought down by the Ramban as well is that the distinction is whether the person was Peshaya before entering the situation. If the person caused the situation to arise because of his negligence, because of his irresponsible behavior, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't prevent him from doing the Isser, but if he was completely innocent, in that case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in fact get involved and prevent him from violating the Isser. Have yourselves a wonderful day.